Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole used to be tight and even talked about dropping an album together. But rap is a competitive sport and they both want to be known as the best rapper alive, which eventually caused them to start dissing each other. From making classic records and fighting Diddy together to all the sneak disses and Cole's onstage apology, this is a full breakdown of the Kendrick vs. J. Cole beef. Kendrick and Cole have been homies for years. They first met back in 2010 before anyone even knew who Kendrick even was. J. Cole is already making music though and getting some buzz after dropping his second mixtape, The Warm Up. J. Cole was the first rapper ever signed to Roc Nation after Jay-Z heard his track, Lights Please. From there, Cole was able to get a feature on Jay-Z's song, A Star Is Born from the Blueprint 3, and also did guest verses for other big artists like Wale, B.O.B., and Talib Kweli. By 2010, J. Cole was already popping in the rap game and landed a spot on the XXL freshman list with other future legends like Nipsey Hussle, Wiz Khalifa, Big Sean, Freddie Gibbs, and J-Rock. J-Rock was signed to Top Dog Entertainment, the label that discovered Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick had already dropped mixtapes like No Sleep So NYC with J-Rock and C4, which built him a buzz in LA, but he wasn't famous yet on the mainstream level. Kendrick went with J-Rock to the XXL Freshman List video shoot, which is the first time he met J. Cole. But Cole didn't even remember meeting Kendrick, because at the time, Kendrick was just another dude in J-Rock's crew. It wasn't until a few months later that J. Cole realized Kendrick had something special. J. Cole was cool with a group from LA called You and I. You and I had an album release party and invited Cole to come through. During the party, You and I were on stage freestyling when they invited a local rapper to come up and spit a verse. As soon as the kids started rapping, J. Cole was blown away and knew he was about to be a star. After he got off stage, Cole went up to the dude and told him how impressed he was by the performance. The dude who was rapping was Kendrick, and he reminded Cole that they already met at the XXL freshman cover shoot. J. Cole didn't remember meeting Kendrick, but he definitely remembered his name after that. Later in the night, Kendrick emailed Cole 2 songs to check out, Pussy and Patron and Cut You Off. J. Cole later admitted that he was so impressed by Kendrick's music that he wanted to sign him. But at the time, Cole didn't have his business right and Kendrick was already with TDE, so J. Cole wasn't able to make it happen, which may have been where the tension first started. But it didn't take long for him to hit the studio. In December 2010, Kendrick told Vibe magazine that he and Cole were working on some top secret shit and that they already had a lot of music recorded together. In early 2011, Kendrick played a few songs from his upcoming album, Section 80, at an album signing in Carson, California. One of the songs he played was a track called Temptation, which J. Cole produced and rapped on. Around that time, Cole and Kendrick started talking about doing a joint mixtape. Cole told MTV that his new project with Kendrick was about to tear up the world. Kendrick also told something similar to XXL and said that Cole was handling 90% of the production on the project. Kendrick eventually dropped Section 80 later that year. Even though Temptation wasn't on Section 80, the album's lead single, High Power, was produced by J. Cole. It was also one of the tracks that first helped Kendrick break into the mainstream. The album went insane, and fans were dying to hear a full collab project between Kendrick and Cole. In an interview with Bootleg Kev on Hot 97.5, J. Cole confirmed that the mixtape with Kendrick was actually about to be an album.
That mixtape that y'all...
Oh, man.
It's like folklore. It's hip-hop folklore.
Album, man.
The Kendrick, J. Cole mixtape album.
The first time fans got to hear Cole and Kendrick together on an official record was on the remix of Trader Truth's song, I'm On, with Jadakiss and Bun B. The same year, they also hopped on DJ Khaled's song, They Ready, which also featured Big Crit. In October 2012, Kendrick took his career to a whole new level after he dropped his second album, Good Kid, Mad City, which fans were already calling an instant classic. In an interview with the LA Leakers, Kendrick confirmed that he still had an album on the way with J. Cole, but said that they didn't have a release date. Kendrick kept building hype for the album and teased fans with the track, The Jig Is Up, which was produced by J. Cole. Then, in 2013, J. Cole dropped his second album, Born Sinner, which had a guest appearance from Kendrick on the song, Forbidden Fruit. But it wasn't a full verse, just a hook. But even though they were both on the track together, J. Cole still made it clear that he thinks he's the one and only king. On the track, Cole rapped, Cole is the king, most definite. My little black book, thicker than the Old Testament. Later in the song, he also said, put a price on my head, won't make me run. Try to kill me, but it can't be done. Cause my words gonna live forever. You put two and two together, Cole here forever. Maybe Kendrick saw that as a challenge, because a few weeks later, he dropped his infamous Control verse, where he took shots at everyone in rap, including J. Cole. On the Big Sean track, Control, Kendrick raps, I'm usually homeboys with the same niggas I'm rhyming with, but this is hip-hop, and them niggas should know what time it is. And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mills, A$AP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, J. Electron, Tyler, Mac Miller, I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas. They don't want to hear not one more noun or verb from you niggas. Kendrick directly name dropped a lot of hot rappers, but the first person on his mind was J. Cole, and it didn't take long for Cole to clap back. J. Cole responded to Kendrick on a remix of Justin Timberlake's song, TKO, with A$AP Rocky and Pusha T, and rapped, thought you was a down-ass bitch, till I found that shit a couple days ago. I was home alone. Next thing I know, that long-ass verse from a song called Control was on. J. Cole's telling a story about dating a girl and thinking she believes in him, only to find out she's secretly bumping a diss record about him. J. Cole continues, rapping, the room got nearer, the tune got clearer. That's when I seen the shit playing on your phone. Girl, what is that, a ringtone? Shit, not you too. Man, that hype and got you too. Everybody and their mama gassed. Even my mama asked, what I'ma do? In that line, Cole is referencing all the hype around the Control verse and admitting that everyone's been asking him how he's gonna respond, including his own mom. So when he found out his girl was listening to the record, Cole felt disrespected. On the next bar, he took a shot at Kendrick and rapped, decisions, decisions. In case this is war, then I load up on all ammunition. If a nigga want problems, my trigger's on auto. I'll make sure that nobody miss him. This is a response to Kendrick's diss on Control when he promised to make Cole and all the other rappers' fans forget all about him. So Cole is letting Kendrick know that if he really wants a rap battle, he's always ready. But even though they traded a few shots back and forth, Kendrick and Cole were still cool behind the scenes. In an interview with Big Boy on Power 106, Kendrick said that his relationship with Cole never changed after the Control verse drops, and he still had mad respect for J. Cole as an artist.
Same place, it's all love from the moment I did the verse to after the verse. You know what I mean? I think hip-hop is a sport, so you're going to have these little spits and spats. And it's all good because, personally, I respect these dudes as, you know, as people. You know what I mean? So, outside of that, it's really nothing.
Specifically, where are you at, like, with the J. Cole? Specifically, where are you at with a Drake or so on and so forth?
I respect the music. For sure. I respect them as individuals and creators.
But hip-hop is a competition, so he has to let the world know who's the best. Plus, not long after the Control verse dropped, J. Cole supposedly got into a fight with P. Diddy defending Kendrick. In the verse on Control, Kendrick also crowned himself the King of New York, rapping, I'm Machiavelli's offspring. I'm the King of New York. King of the Coast, one hand, I juggle them both. Diddy was supposedly upset that Kendrick was claiming to be the King of New York when he was from L.A. According to rumors, they were all at an after party for the VMAs, and Diddy tried to pour a drink on Kendrick's head. But J. Cole jumped in to defend Kendrick and got into a fight with Diddy. The rumor had been going around for years, even though both sides tried to downplay what happened. But years later, J. Cole admitted that he did get into some kind of fight with Diddy on the track Let Go My Hand from his 2021 album The Offseason and rapped, "My last scrap was with Puff Daddy. Who would have thought it? I bought that nigga album in 7th grade and played it so much, you would have thought my favorite rapper was Puff." So the details about what happened that night at the VMAs are pretty unclear, but it sounds like Cole did step in and defend Kendrick, even after Kendrick dissed him on the same song that Diddy was mad about. Over the next few years, Kendrick and Cole kept on teasing a collab project, but 2014 was a major year for both of them, so the collab album kept getting pushed back. J. Cole dropped 2014 Forest Hills Drive, and Kendrick dropped To Pimp a Butterfly. Both projects were massive hits, and turned them both into two of the biggest rappers in the game. Even though they still had a good relationship, J. Cole took a few light shots at Kendrick on his album. On the track January 28th, Cole raps, "Or you might be Drizzy Drake or Kendrick Lamar, but check your birthday, nigga, you ain't the guy. Nah, you ain't the guy, nigga, Cole the guy." J. Cole was giving Drake and Kendrick their props for being great artists, but still reminding them that he's number one. On the song GOMD, Cole also had a less obvious bar aimed at Kendrick where he raps, "Fuck the rest, I'm the best nigga out. When I'm back home, I'm the best in the South. When I'm in LA, I'm the best in the West. You can test, I'ma stretch niggas out." This could be a response to Kendrick's line of control about being the best on both the East and West Coast. There's only a few rappers who could claim to be the best on the West Coast at that time, and Kendrick was definitely one of them. On the track Fire Squad, J. Cole also let the world know that he's the best.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Rapper in the game, rapping. While the people debate who's the king of this rap game, here comes Lil' Old Jermaine, with every ounce of strength in his veins, to snatch the crown from whoever y'all think has it. It's not a direct shot at Kendrick, but on control, Kendrick let the world know he thinks he deserves the crown. Cole took some jabs at him, but Kendrick couldn't really be mad because he started it all in the first place by dissing everyone on control. So at that point, it was all just healthy competition, and neither one of them took the shot seriously. Over the next few years, they continued to talk about doing a collab project and kept working on music together. When asked about a joint album with J. Cole in an interview with Hot 97, Kendrick said that he would still love to make it happen. But they were both so busy with their solo careers and touring schedules that they didn't have time to lock in and get it done. On Black Friday 2015, they gave fans a preview by announcing they were dropping Something Scary on SoundCloud. Then they dropped two singles titled Black Friday, where they both rapped over each other's beats. Kendrick topped on A Tale of Two Cities from 2014 Forest Hills Drive. J. Cole continued to build the hype for the collab album by ending his verse with the line, "When you and K-Dot shit dropping, bitch never. They can't handle two black niggas this clever. But this February, that shit gets scary when I fuck around and drop." So fans were convinced the album was already recorded and about to drop. Kendrick's sister also announced on Facebook that the album was coming out on February 16th and even revealed the cover art. But February came and went with no release or other news about the album. It's possible that J. Cole may have had second thoughts after seeing the reactions to Black Friday, because most people agreed that Kendrick's verse made him forget that Cole was even on the project. Their crews tried to keep the hope alive by saying the project was still coming, but they just needed more time to work on it. Dreamville president Ibrahim Hamad said on the Rap Radar podcast that when Cole said the project was coming in February, they all knew that was a stretch. But Cole has a way of getting things done, so fans just have to trust the process and be patient. Ab Soul also went on The Breakfast Club and confirmed the Kendrick Cole album was real and they had something in the works.
But there is a Kendrick Cole album.
There's a Kendrick, they got it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They got something in the works. They've been working on that motherfucker for a while.
So even if they weren't dropping music, Kendrick and Cole clearly still had a good relationship behind the scenes. Hype for the joint album reached an all-time high after both Kendrick and J. Cole had features on the Young Jeezy song, American Dream. This time, most fans agreed that J. Cole went way harder than Kendrick, who used a more melodic flow and wasn't really even rapping. Jeezy later admitted that he didn't tell Kendrick or Cole that they were both going to be on the same song, so that may have been why Kendrick decided to sing instead of trying to out-rap J. Cole. But even if Kendrick took the L on that song, he still had a huge year. Damn was one of the biggest projects of 2017 and won them both a Grammy for Best Rap Album and a Pulitzer Prize for Music. Around the same time, J. Cole was also in an awkward place in his career. SoundCloud rap was starting to take over, and Cole was becoming a meme after rappers like Lil Pump and Smoke Purp started dissing him for making boring music. Cole responded by sitting down to do an interview with Lil Pump, and even responded to them on his next album, KOD. KOD did well commercially and sold close to 400,000 records in the first week, but it got mixed reviews from fans, and many people think it's one of his weakest projects. It seems like around that time, Cole and Kendrick started going their separate ways. Cole admitted in an interview with Angie Martinez that the joint album with Kendrick was not coming anytime soon and that they were not working on any music together. Kendrick did do some vocals on the track Under the Sun from the Dreamville compilation project, Revenge of the Dreamers. But that was the last time fans heard Cole and Kendrick on a record together. Then in 2020, Punch, the president of TDE, claimed the Cole-Kendrick collab was officially dead. He went on Twitter to answer some questions from fans. One fan tweeted, "We want Kendrick." And Punch responded, "What do you want with him?" The fan responded, "I want to put Lamar on a 3-track EP with J. Cole because the world is going through a lot and that alone would make the world so happy. Please make it happen." Punch tweeted back, "That's never going to happen." Another fan asked if they were planning to release more than an EP, and Punch said, "Zero tracks, not happening." By that point, it had been about 8 years since Cole and Kendrick started talking about the project, and all fans had gotten was a few remixes and guest verses. So the chances that the project would ever actually come out seemed pretty unlikely, and there hasn't been much talk about it since. Plus, after dropping Damn, Kendrick basically disappeared from rap for about 5 years. He did work on the Black Panther soundtrack, but took a long time off before dropping his next album. With Kendrick gone, that left a major opening for someone to take his place in rap, and J. Cole was up for the challenge. J. Cole went on a major run from 2018 to 2022, doing guest verses for everyone from 21 Savage to Travis Scott and Young Thug to YG. He also dropped his sixth album, The Offseason, which a lot of fans thought was his best project since 2014, Forest Hills Drive. J. Cole clearly heard all the hate he was getting online and decided he needed to step up his game. So with Kendrick not dropping music, Cole was able to get away with claiming to be the number one in rap without being challenged. Fans were even convinced that Cole was taking shots at Kendrick on The Offseason. On the track, Hunger on Hillside, J. Cole rapped, "This shit gonna get hard, keep your head strong. If I quit now, then I'm dead wrong. Fighting off this hunger for hours, big stepper nigga, don't get stepped on." No one noticed it at first, but about a year later, Kendrick announced that he was returning with a new album called Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. So some fans were convinced the Big Stepper line was a shot at Kendrick. It could just be a coincidence because the name of Kendrick's album wasn't even public until after J. Cole's album The Offseason was already out. But it's definitely possible that Cole already knew about the name of the album and wanted to send a shot he knew only Kendrick would get. This theory only got stronger after Kendrick dropped Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, and some fans think he may have responded to J. Cole. On the song, Count Me Out, Kendrick raps, 3:30 in the morning, scroll through the call log. Ain't nobody but the mirror looking for the fall off. J. Cole had been saying that his next album was gonna be called The Fall Off. So some fans thought this was a diss and Kendrick's way of saying that his only competition is the man he sees when he looks in the mirror. Fans also thought J. Cole responded to Kendrick with more sneak disses on the track Johnny P's Caddy with Benny the Butcher. On the song, Cole raps, "Effortless, how I'm skating on these records is proof. I put your favorite rapper neck in the noose, never letting them loose." That could be a general bar about being better than any rapper in the game, but Kendrick is the main rapper Cole gets compared to, along with Drake. So it makes sense why fans thought it might be about one of them. Later in the verse, Cole also raps, "Some see the glass is empty, I see a glass full of ether, collecting his bread and mass like he a Catholic preacher." The ether bar could be a reference to Nas's classic Jay-Z diss track, but the Catholic preacher line is the reason fans think it's about Kendrick. In the video for the song Humble, Kendrick dressed up like a Catholic preacher, so this could be J. Cole's way of saying that he's always down for a rap battle with Kendrick. Cole also called himself the best rapper alive in the same verse and raps, "Eureka, Einstein on the brink of the theory of relativity. Really, no MC equal, feel me? Cole Penn be lethal, crib like an old MTV show. On God, the best rapper alive. Headshot, now go and ask the best rappers that died. They'll tell you he never lied." The verse is full of references to religion, so the Catholic preacher line being about Kendrick might be a stretch, but Cole was letting everyone know he still thought he was running the game. Cole also may have taken another shot at Kendrick on the track The Secret Recipe with Lil Yachty. On the song, Cole raps, "Niggas fake progressive and woke. I started saying less. I had to stop it. Peeped how they profit off of racial stress. Some activists got so rich, they probably wish we stay oppressed. Studio steppers moving extra on songs, faking rep." Kendrick is well known for rapping about social issues in his music, so it seemed like Cole was calling him out for using a woke message to sell records, but not actually doing anything to help the community. The line about studio steppers could be another reference to Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, and a shot at Kendrick for pretending to be woke on records, but not backing it up in real life. Later on the song, Cole raps, "Only breaking bad in the lab, thought y'all was making meth. Niggas making threats, and I laugh. That's cause you ain't a threat." Once again, J. Cole is claiming to be the best rapper in the game and was saying he doesn't see anyone as competition, including Kendrick. J. Cole would then take his most direct shot at Kendrick later in 2023 by name-dropping him on a song with Kendrick's biggest rival, Drake. Drake and Kendrick have been quietly beefing for over 10 years. It all started after Kendrick dropped the Control verse and Drake started dissing him in interviews. Drake said that he felt like the Control verse was overhyped and that Kendrick only did it for shock value. Drake also responded to Kendrick on his next album, and ever since then they've been sending shots back and forth. J. Cole links up with Drake for the song First Person Shooter, where he calls himself, Drake, and Kendrick the big three in rap. But Cole also takes credit for being the greatest. On the track, Cole raps, "I'm naming the album The Fall Off. It's pretty ironic, cause it ain't no fall off for me. Still in this bitch getting bigger. They waiting on the kid to come drop like a father to be. Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot, is it Aubrey, or me? We the big three like we started a league. But right now, I feel like Muhammad Ali." Muhammad Ali is known for being the greatest boxer of all time. So even though Cole gives Drake and Kendrick their flowers, J. Cole also admits that he thinks he's the best. Later on the verse, Cole also raps about his new friendship with Drake and took another shot at Kendrick, rapping, "The Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake. It's like we recruited your homies to be demon deacons. We got them attending your wake. Hate how the game got away from the bars, man. This shit like a prison escape. Everybody steppers? Well, fuck it. Then everybody breakfast, and I'm about to clear up my plate." Back in the day, it was Kendrick and Cole who were super tight. But now that it seems like they fell out, Cole decided to team up with Drake, Kendrick's biggest op in the industry. In the video for the track, J. Cole and Drake even recreate the Spider-Man meme to show how similar they are. Cole also went a step further by taking a shot at Kendrick by referencing his album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, while claiming everybody is breakfast or that he'll eat any other rappers in the beef. If that wasn't enough to get Kendrick to respond, J. Cole had another diss for him on a bonus track from Drake's album For All the Dogs, Scary Hours. On the track Evil Ways, Cole raps, "Razor to his face and he ain't need a shave. I stay out of beef. See niggas' DNA get rearranged. I'm with Drizzy in Atlanta. So many hitters with that nigga, they could be the Braves." Kendrick has a song called DNA from his album Damn. So even though J. Cole claims he tries to stay out of beef, it seems more like he's trying to start one. But there's only so long a dude like Kendrick can sit back and take all the disses before he's forced to respond. Kendrick shook up the whole rap game after he took direct shots at Drake and J. Cole in a surprise feature on the future Metro Boomin project, We Don't Trust You. On the track Like That, Kendrick responded to Cole's claims of being the best rapper in the game on First Person Shooter. Kendrick starts out the verse rapping, "These niggas talking out of their necks, don't pull no coffin out of your mouth, I'm way too paranoid for a threat." Right off the bat, Kendrick's taking shots at Drake and J. Cole for sneak dissing him in response to the first line in First Person Shooter where J. Cole said, "First Person Shooter mode, we turning your song to a funeral." Later in the verse, Kendrick keeps taking shots, rapping, "I mean, I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but cannot be legit. No Fody water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak dissing. First person shooter, I hope they came with three switches." Kendrick was letting Drake and Cole both know that he's always ready to throw down if they really want to prove he's the best. Kendrick also calls him out for teaming up behind his back and dissing him while pretending to be his friend. The last line where he says fuck sneak dissing and name drops first person shooter is where Kendrick makes it clear who he's talking about and shows he has no problem calling him out directly. And at the end of the verse, Kendrick took another shot at them and raps, "Think I won't drop the location? I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me." That's another reference to First Person Shooter, where Cole claimed he, Kendrick, and Drake were the top three. But according to Kendrick, there is no big three because Cole and Drake are nowhere near his level. Kendrick's verse hit the internet going crazy. Even though he took way more shots at Drake, Kendrick also called out Cole directly and challenged him to prove he was the better rapper. Everyone was waiting for Drake's response because most of the disses were about him, but Cole ended up being the first one to respond. 2 weeks after the song dropped, J. Cole released a surprise EP called Might Delete Later, which was full of shots at Kendrick. On the closing track, 7-Minute Drill, Cole directly responded to Kendrick's verse on Like That. Cole starts out the track rapping, "Light work like it's PWC. It's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They said that somebody dissing. You want some attention? It come with extensions." J. Cole was addressing the diss and letting Kendrick know he's getting the response he wanted. PWC is a utility company in J. Cole's hometown of North Carolina, so the first bar is probably a reference to the Kendrick bar on Like That, where Kendrick rapped, "And your best work is a light pack." Cole continues the verse rapping, "I came up in the bill, so I'm good when it's tension. He's still doing shows, but fell off like The Simpsons. Your first shit was classic, your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and now it's your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead." J. Cole starts trashing Kendrick's career by claiming his new music sucks, even though he's still selling out shows. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers did get mixed reviews from fans. Some loved it, and others thought it was boring and took too long to drop. But the Mr. Morale tour did break records for the highest earning hip-hop tour of all time. The Simpsons is one of the longest running TV shows ever, but most fans agree that the new episodes aren't as good as they used to be. So J. Cole is saying, Kendrick may still do shows, but the quality of his music is falling off compared to his prime. J. Cole then claimed that Mr. Morale was trash compared to a classic like Good Kid, Mad City. He also trashes To Pimp a Butterfly and said it put fans to sleep, even though it was popular even with critics. Cole admits that Damn was a huge album.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Help Kendrick take the lead over him. But Cole says that was Kendrick's peak, and since then, it's been all downhill for Kendrick, while Cole is only getting better. J. Cole keeps on going, rapping, "Boy, I got here off of bars, not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause some crackers ain't never done nothing for me." Basically, here he's calling out Kendrick for dissing other rappers for clout like he did on Control, and now on Like That. Cole also says that all of Kendrick's Grammys and other awards don't mean anything to him because they don't really represent who's the biggest in hip-hop. Cole ends the first verse rapping, "He averaging one hard verse like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing him. Lord, don't make me have to smoke this nigga because I fuck with him. But push come to shove, on this mic, I will humble him. I'm Nino with this thing. This that New Jack City me. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before I bust at him." In this bar, Cole's calling Kendrick out for barely dropping any music. Even if he made one hard diss, Kendrick hasn't been dropping enough to prove he can still do it consistently. So the only reason people are paying attention is because he's dissing two of the biggest rappers in the game. J. Cole also admits that he still has love for Kendrick, but he'll humble him if he has to, which is a reference to Kendrick's hit song, Humble. He closes it out by referencing a meme of the character Nino Brown from the movie New Jack City, shooting his friend G-Money with tears in his eyes. J. Cole had more bars for Kendrick on the second verse, but it was mostly just clever wordplay, not direct shots. Although he did flip Jay-Z's classic Nas diss track, The Takeover, rapping, "Four albums in 12 years? Nigga, I can divide. Shit, if this is what you want, I'm indulging in violence." But even though Cole responded, he still made it clear that he didn't want to diss Kendrick. Cole admitted that he still considers Kendrick a friend and respects him as an artist, and made it impossible for Cole not to respond. In J. Cole's defense, Like That was more aimed at Drake than him, and Kendrick did keep it strictly about the music and didn't take personal shots. At the same time, 7-Minute Drill was supposed to be a diss track, So some fans felt like J. Cole was being soft for admitting he still liked Kendrick as a person and didn't want to attack him. The track got pretty mixed reviews. Some fans thought it was petty and didn't have the same energy as Like That. But at least Cole responded with a record while Drake was busy posting IG captions, so he got some respect for that. But then, J. Cole quickly lost any respect he had earned after he did something that's never been done before in a rap beef and apologized to Kendrick for dissing him in front of the entire world. A few days after Might Delete later dropped, J. Cole was performing at his Dreamville Fest in North Carolina. While he was on stage, J. Cole talked about dissing Kendrick and admitted he had been losing sleep over it.
Past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years.
Cole admits that he never wanted to diss Kendrick in the first place.
Cause I got the world and I got my niggas like, what you gonna do, Cole? Big boy, I must have had 1,000 missed calls. Oh my fucking God. Text flooded. I couldn't even answer my shit. Nigga, it's wartime. Right? Niggas wanna see blood. So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bro, I know I don't really feel no way, but the world want to see blood.
Cole also called Kendrick one of the greatest MCs to ever touch a microphone and said that trashing his career was one of the lamest, goofiest things he's ever done in his life.
How many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a fucking microphone? Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bruh, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. And I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God aligned me back up on my purpose and on my path.
Fans were shocked that Cole would fold that easily. Some people gave him props for speaking how he really felt and admitting they didn't want to diss his friend. But others were excited for a real rap beef and felt like J. Cole took a huge L by apologizing to the dude who had just dissed him. After it happened, DJ Academics tweeted, "The big three from now on is Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and Future." J. Cole eliminated from all hip-hop conversations. 50 Cent also reposted the video of Cole apologizing with the caption, "What the fuck? How I missed this at Real Cole World? Call my phone right now." The apology to Kendrick may have a huge impact on how a lot of rap fans look at J. Cole. His music career will probably be fine, but it's gonna be hard for Cole to keep calling himself the best rapper alive when the first time he was really challenged, he folded immediately. So Kendrick now has a major lead over J. Cole and may be the only rapper in history to get an apology from his competition during a rap battle. There may be more diss tracks to come that might change things, especially if Drake decides to respond. But after apologizing like that, J. Cole may have a tough time being taken seriously again.